before the Rashee Rice injury even, and before we saw them utilize multiple tight ends again on Monday night, they were already featuring 42% of their snaps with multiple tight end sets. They were third in the NFL in 13 personnel. But that was happening before the Rashee Rice injury. Then we all saw that opening drive against the Saints on Monday night, where it was a heavy dose of Kareem Hunt, and then any pass essentially went to either Travis Kelce, Noah Gray. Later in the game, there was a pass even Jody Fortson caught, who was just, you know, activated from the practice squad after, I think, being on the street, getting cut during camp from the Miami Dolphins. So that is clearly part of the formula for them going forward. I'm not saying it's going to be every single week where we're going to see the opening drive feature tight ends, but that is clearly an area they believe they're going to have success in, a combination of utilizing multiple tight ends, and it was effective. And I think the running game is effective because of that.
I think what I loved about it is that it set up the rest of the day on offense. They spent, Gold, almost an entire half throwing only exclusively to tight ends. They didn't even bother throwing to a wide receiver. They legitimately just threw to Noah Gray, threw to Travis Kelce, flipped one out to Jody Fortson. They spent almost an entire half of football before they even bothered throwing to a wide receiver. They just kept going back to the well, kept going back to the well, kept going back to the well. Now, I think you got to be a little bit careful with it, because you have to at least understand that there's a limit, I think, in which you should use Travis Kelce and worry about his health come week 17. An early bye week is bad for the Chiefs, just generally speaking, as it were. But it's bad for the Chiefs because I don't want Travis Kelce running out of steam in week 13, 14, 15, or any of the things beyond. He's a great player. He's taken a lot of beating over the course of his career. And we saw what taking week 17 or week 18, I guess, game 17, week 18 off meant for Travis Kelce last year from a health standpoint going into the postseason. So if they're going to have this, let's throw to tight ends all the time, I think it has to include a heavy dose of Noah Gray. If this is your new strategy on tight ends, Noah Gray should be a regular participant.
But that's the thing. It's not all that new, though. As I said, they were already doing this 42% of the time in terms of the formation. Doesn't always mean that they're passing to the tight end or even passing. It could be off or run off of it too. But it was almost half the time anyway. So I don't think it's as big of an adjustment to that. But to your point, just the wear and tear, I think we all acknowledge for Travis, it's not about individual ability. That is all still there. It's, can he still be effective in week 15 if they have to utilize him, to your point? So yeah, it's Noah Gray. It's Jody Fortson. I still think Jared Wiley, I know he's a rookie, and so, you know, he hasn't really done anything on the field yet. And maybe that changes post bye week and further into the season. But yeah, they're going to have some other options. It's still why, even take it away from the tight ends, why I believe they still need to go trade for a wide receiver. As great as it was nice to see that formations with the tight end work, it was nice to see Juju Smith-Schuster have a huge game. All that, I don't know if that's sustainable for another 15 weeks, including the postseason. That's why you pick your name. We've all done it, whether you think it should be Amari Cooper, whether you think it should be Darius Slayton or Adam Thielen, whoever, Deontay Johnson, we can keep going. Somebody in the next 4 weeks, I think they will go out and acquire.
Okay, over on Twitch, they were talking about this very thing. M98 had mentioned on there, and then I went to go look up on there. Did you look at Tyreek Hill's Snapchat yesterday? Is he longing?
That could mean a lot. By the way, that could mean so many different things. that's just so many different directions that could be for Tyreek.
Tyreek Hill, starting about 15 hours ago on Snapchat, and you're going to be like, what time of day was that? Okay, just listen.
Go ahead.
Tyreek Hill, 15 hours ago on Snapchat, posted 25 straight snaps that are him catching a touchdown for the Chiefs, him hugging Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes smiling, him catching another ball from the Kansas City Chiefs. I am not kidding.
You follow him on Snapchat?
They just pointed it out. I just went and looked it up. He posted 25 straight stories of him scoring touchdowns, catching passes, bro-hugging Patrick Mahomes, all straight consecutive over on Snapchat. Are we reading into this?
No.
That's a lot of posts,
2025.
Man.
That's 25. What I did.
2025. Drew's saying he's going to... I don't know if it was 25. I was estimating. It was a lot of posts. It continues to be. It started about 20 hours ago. I don't know, but it's continued since then. Go to his Snapchat if you want.
Here's the thing,
it is nothing but cheese photos.
So, interesting, yeah. Do I read into it? Not that much. We're talking about Tyreek Hill here. There's so many things that can mean to him. So many. his mindset changes from one day to the next, I have no clue. If you're insinuating, do I think that he wants to be back in Kansas City? Well, I would have told you that 2 years ago. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he ever really wanted to leave. He left because he needed the money. That's why he left. The Chiefs offered him a big contract. It wasn't good enough. He's got a lot of financial things to take care of.
Well, maybe he really misses his guy. He really misses his quarterback.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I just don't know if you're insinuating like, oh, he was requesting a trade to Kansas City or something. No, I don't think that's what that means. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking it means he'd like to be here.
Well, again, I think that was the case. We could have said that a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
I think it means he'd like to be back in Kansas City. I would say it makes it likely.
Of course he would. He's got Tim Boyle, who got cut, and now he's got Tyler Huntley, and he's had, no offense to K-State fans, Skylar Thompson throwing the football. Yeah, I would want a different quarterback right now, too. The Dolphins stink.
That's why Devontae Adams is requesting a trade.
Awful.
If Tyreek Hill made a wish list like Devontae Adams has, apparently.
Chiefs would be number one, right? I don't think they can afford him, if you want to know the truth. But
neither one.
I don't think they can afford Tyreek. I was just pointing out what was happening over on
Snapchat. It's interesting. Who knows what's going through his mind?
He's probably sick of,
That's what I'm saying, Tyler Huntley. Snoop Huntley, whatever it is.
What happened to Skylar Thompson? He get hurt, or did they just like moved on?
Yeah, he's hurt. They cut Boyle, and then Thompson's
that's
hurt.
Right. They cut Tim Boyle. I mean, he only has 286
yards. Does Ryan Tannehill just not want to play football anymore?
Well, he don't want to play for Miami. They bailed on his ass.
I know, but like, you know, nobody else has called him up.
They finally got a lead this past weekend, right? I mean, there had been a point where they hadn't even led
the Patriots
for barely at all. Yeah.
I mean, the Patriots have only beat the crappy Cincinnati Bengals, Drew. So, I mean, it's pretty stunning. Pretty stunning.
That's their only win. And who's the Bengals only win against?
Drake May starting finally for the Patriots.
The Red Rifle and the Carolina Panthers.
Oh my God. If your only win is against the Carolina Panthers, yikes.
My wife told me that I might need to not watch the game on Sunday because the one game that they won, I was at the NASCAR race and I did not watch and they won the game. I watched the other games and they lost all of them.
Maybe you should stay away from your team.
Apparently I'm the curse, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, something's wrong.
You got the hat on today. How's that hair? How's that hair?
The Browns getting in. The Browns getting in a little bit more. I think I'm going to get it cut here soon. I was offered to go and get it bleached again, actually.
You know, like Joe Burrow, that haircut, though, when you're 1-4, you can't have the haircut that he has when you're 1-4.
It's not like he went and did it when they were 1-4. Like,
yeah, but you got to fix it. Like when you're 1-4, you as a quarterback, you cannot have that haircut.
So you're saying he needs to dye it back to his natural color.
Yes, when you are 1-4, you cannot have that kind of haircut and hairstyle. I know it sounds very Colin Coward of me right now, but you can't. You can't take it seriously.
You think there's just like a limit, huh?
Yeah, you can't
have
that haircut.
This does sound a little
coward
with the backwards hat. Baker Mayfield takes.
Yeah, and I apologize for that. But like 1-4, you can't have that haircut right now.
You got to just buzz it. You got to go like you're going through a life crisis. It's time to get things right. Mm-hmm. You can't have dyed tips anymore.
I just don't think, you just got to, you know, there's some things you can't do when you're not winning. And that would be one of them. It's time to go ahead and look like a, you know, normal NFL quarterback for a second.
Has anyone looked up what it would cost to acquire Tyreek Hill, like contract-wise? What the acquiring team would take? Because someone probably should call Miami on Tyreek
Hill. I think base salary is fairly low remaining this year. I don't know what it is next year. He also wants a new contract. Didn't that come out rework it?
I was going to say he just reworked it.
He is nothing this year, actually. It's not
1
really
million base
problem.
Or something, right?
Yeah, he $1.2 million base and $941,000 roster bonus for each week. So every week that goes on, another $1 million that you technically wouldn't owe him this year if you're the acquiring team. He is a $31 million cap hit next year.
What are we wasting our time for?
And the year after that, he is a $55 million cap hit. But he's at no dollar dead cap hit in year two. So, I mean, you got to be willing to pay him $31 million next year. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, because I don't care about the Snapchat thing.
Did you see? Well,
really washed that away pretty quick, huh?
There was something that came up. I think Mahomes commented on it.
I don't even have Snapchat anymore. Do you?
I do not.
No, somebody pointed it out to me on Twitch.
There was a side by side of, because I think this past Saturday there was an anniversary of when Cincinnati played Texas Tech, when Kelsey played Mahomes in college, and they showed their haircuts. And Mahomes,
they were bad.
And Mahomes was like, hey, Travis, you're trying to run this back, I think, and have the cuts a little bit different. Mahomes, obviously, a lot shorter hair. I don't even remember what Travis Kelsey's hair was like. I think it was just I don't know I don't remember if it was shaved or what, but.
It was long.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Corey from Boy Meets World. Oh, yeah. 90s. It was like, it wasn't even a mullet. It was just like long. Just like long flowing locks is what Travis's looked like. And Mahomes just looked like he hadn't seen a proper barber. It just looked like someone hadn't cut his hair or cut it poorly is probably the way I would lay it out.
Patrick was getting the crowd fired up yesterday at the K, though. They should have just kept showing him more.
Oh, I know. Every time they showed him on the Jumbotron, the place went nuts.
They should have just, every half inning, they should have just showed him more. He was doing his part. Eric Hosmer also was pretty cool. One, he threw out the first pitch, but he was there with
flashed
his son.
Flashed the World Series.
He's holding his son, and yeah, and he flashes and does a let's effing go on the video. Boy, that was pretty cool. Yeah, they both did their part to fire up the crowd, too. And we'll be curious to see who that is tonight. We were guessing, who do you think throws out the first pitch tonight? It was right around this time where we found out it was Haas yesterday. You think it's Gordo? We saw Alex Gordon in the stairwell, basically, as we were walking down to the clubhouse. He was obviously at the
game. I think
it's
probably another member of the 14 or 15 team. So unless it's going to be Ned Yost comes out of there, I think it'll just be some version of that. Would be my guess for the ALDS. It'll be another one of those tonight. We'll see. You and I will obviously be covering the game for that, but I think it'll probably be another member of the 14-15 team. I don't know why it wouldn't be.